With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Absolute mayhem in L.A., where thousands of rioters continued breaking the law as National Guard troops and law enforcement officers tried to maintain a sense of peace over the weekend. But thousands blocked every lane of a major thoroughfare, leaving motorists unable to move. California Highway Patrol and riot gear used flashbang grenades to disperse rioters blocking traffic on the 101 freeway. According to Fox News, 500 Marines preparing to deploy to California while rioters in L.A. continue creating havoc. Three L.A. police officers were injured. CNN reporting that three self-driving cars were set on fire. Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald said protesters do not have the right to resort to anarchy and violence.
In recent days, many protests across the city have been peaceful, and we thank the community for expressing their views and their frustration in a responsible manner. However, when peaceful demonstrations devolve into acts of vandalism or violence, especially violence directed at innocent people, law enforcement officers, and others, we must respond firmly.
One country doesn't like the United States travel ban. Donna Warder has more on the story.
The president of the African country of Chad, Mohamed Idriss Deby, says his country is suspending the issuing of visas to U.S. citizens. It's in response to President Donald Trump's decision to ban citizens of Chad from visiting the United States. Deby says in a Facebook post that he's directing his government to suspend visas to U.S. citizens in accordance with the principles of reciprocity. President Trump announced last week a ban on 12 countries, including Chad, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, and Yemen. And there will also be heightened restrictions on visitors from seven other nations. The new U.S. travel policy takes effect at 12:01 Eastern Time Monday. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. A beauty pageant winner loses her crown, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Kaylee Bush won the Miss North Florida show, but she's been stripped of her title for refusing to sign a contract with the Miss America organization. The contract defines female as including men who are living as women, and Bush, who is a Christian, says signing would violate her religious beliefs. By refusing to sign, Bush loses the right to compete in the Miss America. Men have won several female beauty pageants in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of Jewish institutions say the recent attacks in Boulder, Colorado, and Washington, D.C. are stark reminders of their responsibility to remain vigilant despite years of hardening their institutions. Now they're asking for more help. Jewish organizations requesting increased support from the federal government for enhanced security. They want Congress to increase funding for the nonprofit security grant program to $1 billion. This is SRN News. A strong jobs report helps the stock market end the first week of the month with gains.
American employers grew their payrolls by 139,000 jobs last month, a better number than analysts were expecting. Although there were manufacturing and federal job cuts in May, hiring in health care and leisure and hospitality more than offset the losses. The unemployment rate held at 4.2%. The Nasdaq led the way last week, advancing more than 2%. The S&P gained 1.5%. The Dow rose just over 1%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Strong storms moving across the South. Two people were killed when strong winds brought down trees and power lines in Mississippi and Georgia. Tropical storm Barbara, meanwhile, formed off the southwest coast of Mexico. Forecasters say the storm will likely become the first hurricane of the season, and a 6.3 magnitude earthquake hit central Colombia, some 110 miles from Bogota. More details, srnnews.com.